Today we're going to learn Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to explain the Braisa about, we had just quoted yesterday at the end of the Shir, about Holchu Bailim Le Medina Sayyam, that if the Bailim go to Medina Sayyam and they leave the Avodah Zarah behind, that is not necessarily a bittul of the Avodah Zarah. Im Asidin Lachzor Kimel Chemes Yoshua Ein Abitela. We said if the Bailim are going to come back, just like the deal was by the Melchama with Yoshua, then it's not batel. Frak the Gemara, Midi Melchama Yoshua Mehadr Hadr. Did the Amorim come back after Yoshua conquered Eretz Yisrael and they came back? They didn't come back. They fell in war. Why would it say Masid and Lachzor Kim Melchama Yoshua, that we use that as an example of people coming back? Nahachi Kamer Masid and Lachzor Harehu Kim Melchama Yoshua Ve'in LeBetela. No, what we mean to say is if they think they're going to be coming back, like then. Then this Avodah Zarah is considered like the Avodah Zarah of the Amorim that went out to Melchamas Yoshua and thought that they were going to come back, and that's why it's also Bana and it's not Batel, but not that they actually came back. Why is it that we would use that mushal though of Melchamas Yoshua to give an example of people who think they're coming back? Milsa Agavorcha Kamashalim, because the Tana is trying to teach me another thing as well. So that's why he couches it with such a phrase of Melchamas Yoshua. Ki hadar mevidam rav, Yisrael shazaka flaveinu lishtachav asla. If a Jew stands up a brick in order to bow to it, but he has not yet bowed to it, so it's not us until he's ovid it. Uba ovid chav mishtachav asla. But then a guy comes along and bows to it. Asara, he has asered that brick, because since the Jew was megaladas, that he wants it to be worshipped, and then a guy came and actually worshipped it becomes Aser. So that's learned from the Avodah Zarah of the Amorim that went out to Melchamas Yoshua, and therefore the Tana associates this din with Melchamas Yoshua to teach that we can learn from the Avodah Zarah that existed in the days of Yoshua, all the dinim that we can learn from there, even the din of Rabbi Damarav. So Minolan Dasara, how do I know that the guy has asered this brick in this way? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ketchilasa Shel Eretz Yisrael. This Isser is just like the Isser that was at the very beginning of Eretz Yisrael, when the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rachmana, Hashem says in the Torah about the Avodah Zarah of the Amorim, Va'ashreihem Tisrufun Be'esh, that you should burn the trees of Eretz Yisrael that were turned into Asherah trees, that were turned into Avodah Zarah. You have to burn them. Now, how could the Nachrim have the ability to ruin trees of Eretz Yisrael and give them a status of Avodah Zarah? Michti, Yerusha, Eretz Yisrael belonged to us. It was given to Avraham Avinu. So all of those years, it was really our land. A person does not have the ability to ask for that which does not belong to him. And if you're going to say that they all became Aser because of those that were there beforehand, before the land was given to Avraham Avinu, and that's what the Goyim had the ability to ask for, we just simply, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, we couldn't identify how old the trees were and whether they predated Avram Avinu, Bibitula Ba'alma Sagiluhu, then all we should have to do is force the Nachrim to be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, because a bittel done by a non-Jew of an Avodah Zarah works. Elamid Palchu Yisrael Le'egel Galua Daitai Denichlu Ba'avod Chavim V'chiyasu Avdi Chavim Shlichusa Didhu Avdi. Unbelievable. When we worship the Egel, that was our way of expressing that we're okay with Avodah Zarah. And once we've expressed that we're okay with Avodah Zarah, and then Goyim came and actually worshipped Avodah Zarah, it's as if they were doing our bidding, and they therefore made our trees usher as Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, over here also we could say, Yisrael Zakav Levena, Kalidaiti Denichle Bavod Chavim, when a Jew stands up a brick, he's Megaladas, that he's happy with Avodah Zarah. Kiyasav Chavim Upalachla, when a guy comes and he bows to it, Shluchus Edidokavid, he's doing the Shlichus of the Jew, and therefore it's Aser as if a Jew worshipped it, even though it doesn't belong to him. So says Gemara V'dilma Be'egel Hu Denichlehu B'midi Achrin Halo, how can you say that since the Jewish people sinned with the Egel, they're Megaladas, that they're happy with Avodah Zarah in general? Maybe the worshipping the Egel is just Megaladas, that they were happy with the Egel, but not with other Avodah Zarahs. Amakra Eila Elohecha Yisrael Melamed She'ivu Le'elohos Harbe. They said Eila Elohecha Yisrael in the Lashon Rabbim. That implies that they wanted multiple Avodah Zarahs. Ema called the Bahade Egel Nitasri Mikan Ve'elech Nishtri. So maybe we should say whatever Asherah trees existed at the time of the Egel become Asr, because that is considered to be something that was worshipped based on the approval of the Jewish people. But whatever was worshipped after the Chet Egel should be Mutter, because that's not done with the Shlichus of the Jewish people. So says Gemara, yeah, but Man Mochach, who's going to be able to show which tree pre-existed, predated the Egel, and which trees did not predate the Egel? So main point over here, if a Jew expresses desire for Avodah Zarah, and then a guy actually carries it out and treats it as an Avodah Zarah, itaka becomes Asr Bana, and the Raya is from all the trees in Eretz Yisrael that were Asr, because the Jewish people showed that they approve of such activity by worshipping the Egel. Okay, now the Mishnah discusses when a Nachri is Mevatel Avodah Zarah, when it's considered Batel, when it's not. Avodah Kavim She'nichua Ovdeha, that an Avodah Zarah that whose worshippers left it, abandoned it, B'shas Shalom, and it was a time of peace, Muteres, that is a Bittel of the Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah now becomes Mutter. B'shas Melchama, but if they were running away from war, and that's why they abandoned their Avodah Zarah, Asura, it still remains Asur, because it could be that they wanted to take it with them, but they couldn't because they were in a rush and they were running away from a war scene. B'yumsa'u shel malachim, if you have stones that are set up for a pedestal for an Avodah Zarah, and they're put on the roads where kings pass by, and when the king passes by, they put an Avodah Zarah on it, and the king bows to it. Hare elu mutaros. Those are mutter. There's no Isra Hana as Misham She Avodah Zarah. M'nei Shamami Dinasa B'shasha Melachim Ovrim. Because they just put it up when the king passes by, but every other time, it's not used for Avodah Zarah. Says Gmar Amar B'yam B'rabar Amar Rav. Base Nimrod, Hare Yukavod Zchom She'nichu Avodah B'shasha Shalom Amutter. The tower that the people of the Dara Flaga built for Avodah Zarah, in the place where Nimrod was the Melech, that has the status of an Avodah Zarah that was abandoned b'shas Shalom and is mutter. Avagav dechi badrin rachmana k'shas melcham adami ibay l'madr hadr midlo hadr b'tuli batla. Even though they were thrown into disarray and they had to abandon it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu scattered them all over the place, and therefore you might assume that that's called that they were abandoning it b'shas melchama. Yeah, but they always could have come back, and the fact that they didn't come back shows that they indeed intended to abandon it. The Mishnah then went on to say that the pedestals upon which they put Avodah Zarah for kings to bow to are mutter. What, because they put Avodah Zarah on it when the king passes by, that makes it mutter? And the kings go on a different path. They don't want to worship the Avodah Zarah that's put on this path directly, meaning if Waze tells them that there's a faster route, they'll go and they'll take a faster route. So obviously they don't really care that much about the Avodah Zarah. So if the people who set up that Avodah Zarah would see that the king doesn't bow to it, then those people would say, ah, this Avodah Zarah is worthless. So clearly the fact that it's only put there should the king want to worship it, that's a raya that it's not really an Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the Gemara has been talking about a bimus which is not set up, a pedestal which is not set up to be kavua for an Avodah Zarah, and that's mutter. What if you have something that's set up for a permanent stand upon which an Avodah Zarah is going to rest? But before we get to that, let's just do a main point over here, that an Avodah Zarah that's abandoned b'shas shalom becomes mutter, but an Avodah Zarah that's abandoned b'shas milchama is going to be asr, unless the people had a chance to come back and they chose not to come back. Then it's going to be mutter. Okay, so says Gemara, Ki Asa Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Yosef Abimsa Begima, he sat on a Bimus Kavua, on one of these permanent pedestals for Avodah Zarah, which was a little bit broken. Amalei Rav Yehuda Ula, Rav Shmuel Damit Ravaihu, Bimus Shenivgam Asr, that I didn't, Rav and Shmuel both say that even though it's broken, it's still Asr Banav, Afilu Mandiyamar, Ein Ovdin Lashvarim, and even if you assume that the Goyim do not worship broken Avodah Zarah, that's only when it's the Avodah Zarah itself that's broken, because it's degrading to to worship an avodah zarah that's broken. Aval hai lo chpatei, but a stone that's made as a pedestal for an avodah zarah, they don't mind worshiping such a thing. Amalei manyav lemeafred Rav Shmuel, who can bring us from the dirt that covers Rav and Shmuel in their graves, umal inanainin, and we would fill our eyes with it because of kavod for Rav and Shmuel. They're such great tzaddikim, but we don't hold that way because Harav Yechon Reish Lakish Amitarvayhu bimos shenifkam muter afilu mandi. We in fact hold the exact opposite, like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would say, that even if you hold that a broken avodah zarah, you still would worship. You would the pedestal of avodah zarah is broken. They would just easily replace. If it's broken, they would discard it entirely, and therefore it is entirely mutter. Tanya kavase Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish, bimos shenifkam muter, mizbech shenifkam aser, a bimos, a pedestal that becomes broken is muter to use, but a mizbech where they bring karbanos for avodah zarah that gets broken is aser ad sheinateit rubo, until the majority of it is destroyed. Heichi dami bimos veichi dami mizbech, both of them seem to be made out of stone. How do you know what's a bimos and what's a mizbech? Since they have different halachos, you have to be able to distinguish between them. Amar Yaakov Baridi, Amar Yochanan, Bimus Evan Achas, Mizbeach Avanam Harbe. Bimus is a single stone, a Mizbeach is multiple stones. Amar Chizkiah Mikra, what's the pasuk from where you can derive this fact that a Mizbeach of an Avodah Zarah is made out of multiple stones, and you can't get Hana from it until you destroy the majority of it, because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Bisumo kal avne Mizbeach, ka avne nir menupatzos, lo yakumu asherim v'cha Manim, that the Asherim and Chamanim are different types of Avodah Zarah. To honor them, they would be makriv to krovas of Avodah Zarah. So it sounds from the pasuk kol avnei mizbeach, that the mizbeach of an Avodah Zarah was made from avnei, from multiple stones. So Chizkiah is medayik from the pasuk, the din that it says in the Braisa, that only a mizbeach that is mostly destroyed is mutar bana, but if it's just nifgam a little bit, it's going to be aser. Iika, if you have this idea of ka'avne gir minupatzos, that the stones are destroyed, lo yukumen asherim v'chamanim, that then you can't bring on the mizbech, they would no longer use it for asherim v'chamanim, they would no longer use it for avodah zarah. But ilav, if most of the stones were not destroyed, yakumu, then they would still be very happy to use it for the sake of avodah zarah. So let's make a main point over here. There is a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel on the one side, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on the other side, whether a broken pedestal would ever be used for Avodah Zarah. Rav and Shmuel hold that a broken pedestal still would be used, regardless of whether you hold Ovdin L'Shomri and Ovdin L'Shomri, a broken pedestal would be used because it's not the Avodah Zarah itself. And Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold a broken pedestal would never be used for Avodah Zarah, because regardless of whether you hold people would be over the Shorim or not, a broken pedestal would never be used, because people would just simply replace it with a different pedestal. So we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph at Tana Ne'avad on the fourth line.